The Blessing of Work, August 5. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise. God placed our first parents in paradise, surrounding them with all that was useful and lovely. In their Eden home nothing was wanting that could minister to their comfort and happiness. And to Adam was given the work of caring for the garden. The Creator knew that Adam could not be happy without employment. The beauty of the garden delighted him, but this was not enough. He must have labor to call into exercise the wonderful organs of the body. Had happiness consisted in doing nothing, man, in his state of holy innocence, would have been left unemployed. But he who created man knew what would be for his happiness, and no sooner had he created him, than he gave him his appointed work. The promise of future glory, and the decree that man must toil for his daily bread, came from the same throne. When the body is inactive, the blood flows sluggishly, and the muscles decrease in size and strength. Physical exercise, and a free use of air and sunlight, blessings which heaven has abundantly bestowed on all, would give life and strength to many an emaciated invalid. Work is a blessing, not a curse. Diligent labor keeps many, young and old, from the snares of him who finds some mischief still for idle hands to do. Let no one be ashamed of work, for honest toil is ennobling. While the hands are engaged in the most common tasks, the mind may be filled with high and holy thoughts. Drowsiness and indolence destroy godliness, and grieve the Spirit of God. A stagnant pool is offensive, but a pure, flowing stream spreads health and gladness over the land. No man or woman who is converted can be anything but a worker. There certainly is and ever will be employment in heaven. The redeemed will not live in a state of dreamy idleness. There remaineth a rest for the people of God, a rest which they will find in serving Him to whom they owe all they have and are.